Idea Man.
Well, I would start with, I'd have to have some Wisconsin flair. So I would put a beer cheese soup, and also cheese curds will also be a prominent role.
Innovator.
I know they had tuna carpaccio, as I was listening to you guys earlier. We will do bratwurst carpaccio.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And with the dessert, I think we have to go with custard.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
These aren't machines out there. These are people. And I thought that was in poor taste.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy reacting to Brewers fans booing closer Trevor Megill as the Brewers coughed up another one. Tausch, we're going to need a ruling from you. So the ruling we seek here today is, when is it okay for fans to boo? I may, not never, but I tend to be on the side of, if there's been an absolute act of futility on the part of your favorite team, if it's been a long time and things aren't getting better, and maybe you question whether or not everybody's all in, I'll allow some booing. I think it's a little bit tougher when it's April. And you've got a guy out there on the hill in Trevor Megill who's been good and is battling.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic, because as a player, you know you don't like it, but there were times that we would be, you know, go jogging off the field into the locker room at halftime, and we had just played a horrific, or you know, just a terrible first half, and the fans let you know about it. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. You know, baseball is a little tougher. It's got a little bit of a golf feel to it because it's so individual. It's a team game, but you know, when you're booing after, you know, blowing a big lead, you kind of know who you're booing, and it definitely affects guys. There is no doubt about that. So fans pay ticket prices, and fans should be able to voice their opinion, and coaches and managers, they should stick up for their players. So I think this situation kind of played out. I don't have as big a problem with the booing. When you get personal and you start getting, you know, where you there's lines that you can cross, I don't necessarily believe that booing someone, is it going to help? Probably not. But from a fan standpoint, you do want to have your voice heard when you don't believe things are going in the right direction. And it typically isn't one blown save or one bad drive. It's a series of things in that you feel like, I've seen this player or this team do better. The worst thing, I've always said, the worst thing that you can have in sports is apathy. At least booing, there's still a strong passion. So not to say that that's what people want, but I would much rather have that than nobody showing up and people just not caring.
That's interesting, because I agree that, like, hey, if you want to boo, that's your right, and go ahead and boo. You paid the ticket, all that stuff. But do you want to be a fan base known for that? Do you want to be a fan base that is booing?
Right? No, you don't. But I also think, and you know, there's certain fan bases that just live on that. Philadelphia.
Sure. First one that came to mind.
Yeah, I think everybody feels that, you know, they boo Santa Claus, they boo everybody. I think there's a line, and I think some people love that. It's, oh, well, we have high demands and expectations. Well, players want to feel be in a great environment that is conducive to winning, but they also, I do believe, they want their fans to have high expectations. So there is that line that I think you can cross. I don't want to be at a boo festival where it's boo, boo, boo all the time, but there are times that I think, you know, the Brewers are struggling. Is this, you know, I think Pat Murphy's saying, is this helping? Because managers have a pretty good gauge on where guys are. And confidence-wise, you lose 5, 6, 7 games in a row. The big thing you need, you know, for me, coaches always were harder on us when we were winning than when we were losing. When we were losing, it was almost as if we need to build you back up. And I think Pat Murphy's looking at it in the same respect. Like, listen, man, Megill's struggling. Let's not tear him down more. Now it's time to build back up. And I'm sure that's why he defended him as being good last.
At least not yet. It's April. Thanks, Tausch. 7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.